This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so we've got about another hour left in the show. Be here to answer as many gardening questions as we can today. So feel free to give us a call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we kind of got interrupted by the break. Jim from Chicago was bringing up, you know, he had vines all over the place, and he was asked to remove them by law enforcement or face fine. And listen, I don't think it's right by any means. I think that's pretty messed up. But I'm here to answer the garden questions. And like I was saying, vines can take over. But if that's what you want, have at it. I mean, we plant vines all the time. We plant honeysuckle. We plant clematis. We plant all those vines in order to cover fences, cover walls, you know, hydrangeas, etc. So I got no problem with vines being grown all over the place and, you know, being taken care of that way. All right. It looks like... Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me, man?
I can hear you, Jim.
Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate you saying that because I felt the same way. You know, like, I like having a lush backyard, and just adds more color to the trees and the fences and everything. And I just had a question, you know, like, I don't know, have you heard of this guy named Ice Age Farmer on YouTube?
I haven't at all.
You should check him out. He's like all about gardening and growing things, and like he's one of my you know, he's got like a couple hundred thousand followers on YouTube. He's his name is Ice Age Farmer. And I've been listening to him for a couple of years now, and he is just all about like you know, I don't know if you've seen all this stuff about in the UK and different countries now, they're saying like you're not allowed to grow a garden in your backyard. We're going to make that illegal, and Bill Gates is like buying up all the farmland in America now. I don't know if you know this, he's literally the biggest landowner of the farmland in America now, Bill Gates. Have you heard that?
I haven't, but that's interesting to look into.
Why is Bill Gates the largest owner of farmland in America, and he's one of the guys who's saying, you know, there's this climate change problem and we need to cut back on all the carbon. Like, we need to go to zero carbon emissions and everything. And it's just a weird phenomenon, but, and then they're starting to criminalize in certain parts of the world, different parts of the world are saying, you're not allowed to have a garden anymore. It's just, you know, I think more people need to start growing their own food. And this is a question I have for you, like, because I wanted to start doing this in my own backyard but most of my backyard is just pine straw, and it's not very, there's not a lot of rich soil back there. It's like kind of like scraggly grass. It's
yep.
not really that much grass. It's like, how do I turn that into like a luscious garden?
Well, so it's all about feeding the soil. It's not just about the plants being taken care of. The soil over time has been, you know, needs something. And you can do that by, excuse me, liming the soil. You can do this by adding things like a gypsum. A pelletized gypsum, what it does is it breaks up trapped nutrients in a soil and releases them to the soil to allow that soil to have the nutrients in the right spot. So I think it's about taking care of the soil to get back to that level. And by taking care of the soil...
Would I need to buy like a bunch of like tools to rake the soil and everything and then like put a bunch of fertilizer in there, or is there another way to do that?
Well, so by putting fertilizer in there, you're going to need a spreader. You're going to need to clean the soil up a little bit. It takes a little bit of work to get it to that point, but by taking care of the soil, that'll allow you to feed off of the soil by planting your own plants, doing those things. So it takes a little bit of work right now, but long-term effects for you is going to help the soil, which is going to help the plants that you grow, which means they're going to be stronger, healthier, and last longer for you. So I definitely, you know, it takes a bit of work right now, but long-term, it's definitely worth it.
I think so, man. So you think, would you recommend if I just rake the whole yard? Or, I mean, I just kind of want to start with like a small square of the yard.
Yeah.
You know?
Clean up the yard, get rid of that pine straw, get rid of those areas that are really, you know, not doing well. You can actually take all that and put it in a pile in the corner, create a compost pile, reuse it for something, right?
Yes.
Clean up the area, feed that area, because feeding the soil is as important as feeding our plants, and that's what we want to look at. So definitely take a look there. And from there, you know, just planting some things that are going to have decent root systems, going to have some of these things. So definitely take a look at it and, you know, try something out. I think that's the way to do it. All right?
Yeah, I appreciate your input, man.
All right, Jim.
I've been wanting to do this for a while, so I'm about to start digging into the soil. And by the way, man, you should really check out this guy, Ice Age Farmer, on YouTube. I think you really enjoy his content.
I'll take a look. I appreciate the call, Jim. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye. All right. I know we got some more calls on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia's in Massachusetts.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. Thank you having the show. I would like to find out some more about microgreens.
Okay.
And the soil and things like that.
Okay. Now, are you looking to, you know, plant them outside? Are you looking to, you know, plant them in, you know, containers? A lot of people will put them in containers. That's why I ask.
Yeah, thinking about probably containers of some sort. And what would be the best thing to do with that?
Okay, so containers are the best way to do the microgreens. It does keep them in an area so they can pull off of each other because they can get so tight and, you know, close to each other. There's not a lot that you need to do because some of these you can actually do hydroponically. You can do them soillessly. You're not using like heavy fertilizers. You could use like a liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest. Something that has kelp in it. Kelp helps with the microgreens because we're not looking to push blooms. We're just looking to produce leaves. If you're doing it soil mostly grown. You don't need a lot of fertilizer if you start off with a nice potting soil. Right? There's not a lot to it, just keeping it in the sun, keeping it, you know, warm, those types of things, and making sure the water is is on there, and you're not like letting it dry out in between, because they are so small, you know, micro, obviously. It's not as easy for them to hold water all day, right? So you might be watering these every couple, you know, every day or so. But microgreens don't need a lot of the fertilizer. A lot of times it's very minimal, and it's, you know, a potassium to help green them up, you know, all around type. And you can definitely, like, grow them in a grow light. You can grow them on a windowsill. You can grow them outside. Really up to you on how you want to do it. But they, you know, don't need a lot of work to it.
Okay. Any particulars on the soil?
You know, it's probably like a soilless mix, which would be a lot of the potting soils. The straight potting soils are soilless usually. It allows the plants to put their root system in, spread, and pull nutrients where needed. So I'd just go with like a soilless mix or any type of potting soil.
Okay.
Okay, and just watch the water and watch the sun.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, Patricia, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into those. Nathan, who's up next?
We've got Gregory in Plymouth.
Gregory, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I noticed you were talking about bulbs earlier. And
yeah.
Got to something that happened to me this year. About half of my... Yep, hold on.
I appreciate that better? Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, it's just hard sometimes to hear when people are on speakerphone. That's why we ask. I appreciate it, Gregory.
Anytime. So some of my bulbs did not come to flower this year. So I was wondering what... You know, what causes that? What can I do to get them to come to flower?
Okay. Now, how old are the bulbs?
Oh, probably 5-6 years old.
Okay.
Most of these I just leave there all year.
Kind of let the leaves die back, all that stuff?
Yes.
Have you fertilized them at all?
Yes.
What'd you fertilize with and when?
The bulbs are in beds near my lawn, so they get lawn fertilizer. Probably 6 applications
okay.
Total.
So tulips, daffodils, bulbs don't like to be fertilized in the fall. They want to be fertilized in the spring. And then when they've gone to flower, they usually don't like to be fertilized at that point either. So I don't think that's the entire reason here, honestly. I think part of it is... Some of these bulbs have, you know, a time frame that they last. And a lot of them can be like 5-6 years where they have just produced what they can. And so okay. What I would look to do this year is if all you have is leaves is dig some of these up and separate them, right? Check out the root system. Check out the bulb itself. See if they're soft. See how they are. If they're hard, they're really good. And I would separate some of these in different clumps. Because what happens when you do that is you're shocking the root system and it starts the time frame over for them. So instead of being, I mean, they're still 5 years old, but instead of being 5 years old, they're being shocked to thinking it's a first year, second year type. and it brings them back to bloom a little bit more. Okay, so separating these after, you know, and I would do it so you don't get to this point every 3 to 5 years. So that way, you're not getting to the point where it just leaves 1 year, then you lose a year because, you know, you waited too long. But just like any other plant, sometimes they reach their limit and they just don't have enough to go back. So I would do two things. One, split the ones that you have. I would also look at getting some new bulbs for the fall and sporadically placing them within those clumps that you've moved around, right? Knowing that, you know, just say you have tulips in one spot. Knowing that you have the tulips there, you're going to add a few new tulips in that area to refresh it and fill that area in, so that way you can have some coming up behind it just in case. But honestly, separating them and then trying not to feed them towards, you know, the later part of the season, maybe using like an edge guard type spreader, something that has an edge so it's not going into the beds. You know, that might help it with the long term, because if you look at the majority of fertilization programs, if you use synthetic or even organic, you're putting 10% of nitrogen, 10 to 20-something percent of nitrogen each application. Now, for your lawn, I love the fact that you're doing 6 applications. That's awesome. But for these guys, too much nitrogen can cause them just to show leaves. And that, I think, is the combination of that and them being there for a longer period of time has caused just leaves for you.
Okay. Do you recommend digging them up every fall or do you prefer leaving them?
No. Every couple of years is fine by me. I mean, once the leaves have kind of gone by at this point, you know, maybe waiting until the fall and separating them just because of the cooler temperatures, right? We don't want to shock them in the heat. So we want to maybe do it in the fall as the soils are, you know, slowing down, separate them at that point and move on to next year. Okay?
Very good. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
All right, Gregory, you have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. A half hour left. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met Sunday with the chairman of the Hyundai Motor Group in Seoul, South Korea, applauding the automaker's pledge to invest some $10 billion in U.S. factory-based production of electric vehicles and related technologies, including a factory in Georgia.
And the new facility should be rolling out the latest electric vehicles and batteries to power them by 2025.
Biden on the second half of his Asian trip, arriving in Tokyo Sunday afternoon. The United States is sending more money to Ukraine. The U.S. sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip in Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 billion will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. USA Radio News. More intense heat is expected in the Northeast Sunday. Major cities like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia will get back up into the 90s this afternoon. With humidity temperatures, it could feel like they're in the 100s. Unusually hot temperatures are expected as far north as Maine, which could hit the low 80s Sunday. Forecasters say record highs will be challenged, and there are warnings of heat-related illnesses. As Finland looks to join NATO, Russia is taking action. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles, and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption.
Thanks for listening this Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do believe we got some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
There's three more sitting here. Carol's in Maryland.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. I have a question. I have containers on our patio. I don't know if they're on anthills or what. Two of the containers were infested with ants, so I had to throw that soil away. But I've noticed I put it on, like, wood blocks so that they're not flat on the pavers.
Yeah.
And so they're up off of the pavers. However, these ants are building, like, anthills under the blocks and then getting into the containers. What do you think I should do?
Well, I would say sometimes, container, using wood like that underneath can actually, you know, if it's older wood or whatnot, can start to rot out, which brings some of those critters to those areas, especially, you know, when you water and put water in, water goes through, that type of thing. So what I would look to do is instead of using, you know, pieces of wood like that, I'd look at something along the lines of getting a saucer that is almost, that's on wheels, that doesn't necessarily have a saucer. It's like a metal saucer that goes underneath it and can move the plant around, which allows the air to flow underneath.
Okay.
That might be one to do to allow the ants not to get in there. The other thing I would look at doing is, you know, putting some of these, you know, ant traps around or creating, you know, a mixture to kill the ants. And a lot of people will use, like, borax soap. Yeah, they'll mix the soap and a half a cup of sugar and a cup and a half of warm water. You'll mix it all together, then put some cotton balls in them, and then take the cotton balls and put those in different areas to pull the ants away from it. They like the sugar to it. And then what happens is they take it back to their nest, and it will actually kill every ant in there.
I see.
So that might be a way to get rid of it. I've also, like I said, I mean, I use, there's those taro ant traps. They're like rectangular.
Yeah.
I found those work really well.
See, the thing is, the dog, I'm afraid of her getting out on the patio and deciding to play with those traps as a toy or something.
Understandably so. I mean, I have them in my house, and I have a puppy who eats everything.
Right. You
and
know
she
what I
has
mean.
Not she has not gotten into these. I try to put them in areas that they're kind of hidden.
Okay.
A nice way to do it might be, if you're going to use one of those, right, if you say you get a saucer that's lifting it up, put it underneath. It's not going to be easy for the pet to get in there.
Okay.
You know, it's you just got to watch it a little bit and move them in areas where the ants kind of walk through. You're going to notice on these little ant traps that all of a sudden there's tons of ants there. But that's a good thing.
Okay.
Because it's pulling those ants there, killing them, and bringing it back to the nest and killing there as well. So at first you're going to look at it and be like, oh my God, I have an ant infestation. It's not necessarily the case. It's just the sweetness from the solution pulls the ants there in order to get rid of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Those little granules that they have that, you know, you can sprinkle around, do they work? I don't know.
If you put them in the lawn, like or in gardens, the granules will work. They have some time. What happens is slow release. As the pellet itself breaks down, it's slowly releasing in it. So it's not giving everything at once. It's releasing them in a slow period to, kill initially and then repel.
I see. But with the on the patio, it's another story because it's, those neighbors.
Yeah.
And they
Okay.
So
that's where it's easier to use the borax soap. And, because the solution there, they come to the cotton ball and not harm you or,
Okay. So I'll take those. That wood is, it's new wood. It's not like it's been there for ages.
Yeah.
So I'll remove that wood and see if I can find what those clay pot sauces or the plastic sauces, the plastic stuff.
Yeah, either one. I like the ones that they go on wheels, so it lifts them up above the ground a bit to let the airflow go through.
Okay.
And then move them from there. You could also buy what they call pot feet, which are these little ceramic.
Yes.
They look like little stools, basically,
right,
for your.
Right.
That it helps keep the moisture going through. It helps airflow. It helps everything. And so I think that's part of this. And I think it'll be all right.
Okay. All right. I'll look for them too. Well,
perfect.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Carol.
And then what do I do about the soil that's infested? I have two pots that are infested. I didn't start planting in them. What do I do about that? Just dump that soil in the woods or something?
You could definitely dump it in the woods and then clean the containers out. Maybe use a little bit of Dawn dish detergent in water just to clean it, sterilize it.
Okay.
Let it dry thoroughly and then get some new soil.
Okay.
And you should be all right.
All right. That's what I want to know. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Evelyn in Massachusetts.
Evelyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I got a problem with lilies of the valley.
Okay. What seems to be your problem?
They are invading everything. I have one patch underneath maple trees that is about 20 foot by 20 foot, and that I don't care about. But in my front gardens, they are just taking over. And I dig them up, and I think I got everything, and I throw them away, and they keep coming back.
Yep. I have the same thing going on in my backyard.
How do you get rid of them? They're lovely. They're sweet, and but if you I leave it alone, I won't have anything else but lilies of the valley there.
What else do you have growing in that area?
Oh, I have a hydrangea plant. I have some mums that come up. Irises. I have so, a array of assortment of things.
Okay. So what some people will actually do, and it's probably a little bit harder at this point to do with like a weed fabric, whereas we could do something else here, is cleaning up the lily of the valley in those areas, pulling whatever you can in those areas. And then some people will actually take moistened newspaper, put it over the top of the areas that are open, where the lily of the valley was, put them on the ground, and then cover it with mulch or gravel or something that's going to hold it there. And you leave it there for an entire growing season. And what it does is it kills anything that's underneath it, the sprouts and the roots. And I'm not talking, it's not going to kill your plants. It's just going to kill those lily of the valley that are in the open areas. Sometimes just removing it is the, you know, just keep removing it. Just feels like you're just spreading it. We're looking to cover it somehow so that it can't come back through. So that's why a lot of people use like a weed fabric. If you can cut it around your plants and put it down, great. But it seems like these plants have been here for a while. There's not a lot that you can do. What I'd also look to do is use something along the lines of like preen, right? Preen is a pre-emergent weed killer. You put that down around the plants, then put the mulch over the top, or if you already put mulch down, put it over the top, and it'll help get rid of some of those other weeds. And from there, it can help remove a lot of that lily of the valley and slow its process down. It might take a little bit of time, but that's kind of the best way to do it.
Okay, so what did you say to put down?
You could put weed fabric, you could put a tarp, you could put landscape cloth. Some people will even moisten newspapers, put it over the top of the plants after you've removed them. And then on all of these, you put mulch, or you could put like stone on top of it as well. You're trying to suffocate what's underneath it for those plants so that they cannot thrive. You could even use, in some of those areas, if it's open enough, you could cut like a black plastic bag that you would use for the trash. And not cut it, just keep it double-sided and place it in those areas. And that can help kill some of the lily of the valley that's underneath it because the sun can't get through.
Okay.
It's a little bit of work, I understand.
They seem to be, the more I pull them, the more it seems that they come, I get more of them. I don't worry about the ones underneath the maple trees, and maybe I should, but I don't think they can kill a maple tree.
Yeah, no, they're not going to kill the maple tree, because they are, you know, their root system is pretty high up. It's just, you know, they just tend to take over as a ground cover and kind of go everywhere. So I wouldn't say they're going to kill a maple tree by any means. And you can leave those in that area if you want. But, you know, they can be just unsightly and take over perennial gardens where you're not getting what you need from the perennials. And especially if you start feeding the perennials, you're feeding the lily of the valley at the same time.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I will try that. And I thank you very much.
All right, Evelyn, you have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, we have any more calls on the line?
Yeah, there's two here. Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, so I'm confronted with two issues. I got two maple trees in the back, and obviously every spring they spread those seedlings.
Yeah.
They go all over the grass, which is not that bad because I use the lawnmower, chop the heads off, and eventually they die by the time the summertime comes. But what's happened is that in the springtime, where the arborvitaes line the perimeter of the yard, they get in there, and it's like big-time growth in there. with those things. And obviously, if you don't deal with them, they grow into little trees. And I'm reluctant to use preen because, as you know, preen, if you use too much of it, it can kill sometimes your plants that you have there. And I was wondering, one, would preen work on a low, you know, not using much of it? Or do you have another suggestion to kill those seedlings so that, you know, instead of picking them out one by one or just using a hoe, what the alternative is, because there's a lot of them.
So preen, you know, will do its best to get rid of those little seedlings there, but it's not the end all on, you know, the in the garden and that type of thing. Let's, how about you hang on with me, Mike, and on the other side of the break, we'll go into a little bit more because we're running up against it. I don't want to just cut off mid-sentence here. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mike in regards to the little maple seedlings that happen to just go everywhere and what we can do. And, you know, preen was an option, but, you know, using too much of it can affect the area. One of the things that might be the easiest is when these little helicopters, if you will, fall down into the yard, taking the blower out that you would use for, you know, leaves in the fall. Spray, you know, just blowing the whole area around and pushing everything out while they're young, while you're seeing them early on. The other thing is, if they're in the lawn or in those areas, healthy plants and healthy, like, turf actually will choke out those weeds. So that's one thing. Now, if it comes down to an herbicide, you're looking for anything that has triclopyr in it. Triclopyr is in a lot of... It's the active ingredient in a lot of different products that will kill the woody... The maple seedlings as they're getting started and won't kill like a lawn. What I would be doing is if it's in the perennial beds, getting like a piece of cardboard and putting it on one side where the perennials are and spraying that area with that. Because sometimes new growth it can affect. But the triclopyr is a weed killer and will take care of some of these. So it's really up to you and what you want to do, but I think being proactive is the easiest way when they're starting to fall in the spring is using a blower, cleaning the areas out and pushing them away from, you know, your perennial gardens, your vegetable gardens, whichever, because when they're, you know, when they're doing they're dropping, they're pretty light as well because they've lost all the moisture from the plant. The plant is releasing them because they don't, you know, the seed pod is drying out. They don't need it. And so they're easy to move that way. But those are just a couple options when it comes to the little maple seedlings.
So what's the name of that product again, please?
It's Triclopyr, Triclopyr.
Okay. Is that an organic or is it just a straight?
It's definitely not. I'm okay. Sorry.
In your opinion, will that do damage to the like abovites or the plantings that are in a like a little garden type?
If it's perennials, it might do some damage. Arborvitae, you know, it shouldn't. What I would look at doing is a day where it's not windy, a day where you're not getting over everything. But, you know, Triclopyr is in a number of products through Bonide. You know, Weed Beater Ultra has it. Their Brush Killer has it. So it is almost kind of like a total weed killer.
Ultra Weed Beater, so that you can use that on...
the lawn. What's that?
Clove.
Yeah, definitely.
Clove
yep.
All right. So one other question.
Sure.
Regarding a bush they have, it's a boxwood.
Okay.
They say that you can use boxwoods in shaded areas that they don't need a lot of sun. So I tried it. It's there, and it's a situation where I'm getting yellow on it, and it's been here for a few years now. But I'm not sure if that's winter burn or what kind of fertilizer would be good for that. And what do you think the light browning is? It's not dead branches, but light browning.
Is it on the inside or the outside of the plant?
Kind of both.
Okay. So it sounds like winter damage because a lot of winter damage is starting to show its face right now because of the heat that's come in. So I would look at using like a holly tone or a plant tone on those boxwoods.
Which I did. It about a month ago, I put that down. But that's not something to put down again. So what is it, just a matter of watering it?
So I would water deeply into the soil, continue to water those brown areas. Scratch the bark behind it. See if there's anything going on, if it's green behind it. If it's brown behind it, prune it out. If it's green behind it, you know, kind of remove the leaves and let it regrow. But again, winter damage is starting to really show its face right now because of the heat, etc. So
is the boxwood made for that shaded area?
It can take some shade, so you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank
Have
you
a great
much.
One. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That'll do it. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll be back in a week. Have a great one.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.